Time for us to talk some Maine baseball. Our weekly visit with the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing all right, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. How's the little guy doing? Getting big, sleeping 8-10 hours a night now?
Yeah, well, he's getting big. 8-10 hours, I'm not too sure about that one yet, but thanks for asking.
Have you got him outfitted properly in Maine gear? That's what we need to know.
Always. I think my wife Megan is kind of tired of him wearing Maine Black Bear stuff, so I think I'll have to get him out in some regular clothes at some point.
Well, let's talk about your weekend. You had some non-conference games, lost a tough one to Sacred Heart, and then a split with Monmouth. How did you feel about how the weekend went?
The weekend itself was, a little frustrating. We had some injuries. We're kind of navigating through a really weird time. We had three guys kind of go down this weekend, so positionally we got very thin very quickly. Pitching was not very good. A lot of walks, but we managed to scrape out a win in game two. Really should have taken two out of three at the very least. But it was also a great weekend because somehow, some way, we actually wound up in second place over the weekend in conference play due to a bunch of teams getting swept and how it all shook out. So it was kind of a bittersweet weekend, but hoping that we can get all back on track this weekend and just keep in the top two spots.
Well, it sure looks like, checking out the America East standings and what you said back in preseason, that it's a wide-open year and very, very competitive, and that if you can get yourself some more consistency down the stretch here, you could be in great position.
If our staff just commands the zone, we're going to be in a really good position to win this thing. And that's really going to be the key. I mean, I have a lot of confidence in our hitters. I think we can really go out and put up a lot of runs and hit baseball as well. But, pitching dictates everything in baseball, no matter where you are, what level. If we throw strikes, we're going to be in a position to be able to win a conference championship at home and move on. If we don't throw strikes, we may not make the playoffs. It's kind of one of those types of things. So it's very polar, but it really depends on what our pitchers do.
You've got a non-conference game with St. Joe's coming up on Wednesday, and then a chance to make some ground, make some hay on other teams as you're on the road. What do you have to do this weekend against UMass Lowell?
I mean, it's going to come down to us being able to get out there, pump the zone with strikes, and then situationally hit. Hopefully, we'll see some of our starters return from injuries and be able to put out a full lineup that we haven't been able to do, really. Consistently, so hopefully Silva, John Arell, and Zach Wynn will go out and give us some good starts. Cody Larson will be in relief, and Connor Johnson, John Normando has made an appearance, so hopefully these guys can go out and take care of business and score more runs than the other team.
Well, yeah, let's hope you get some good weather in for that St. Joe's game this week and get some decent practices before you head on down to Lowell.
Hopefully so. Thanks for that, Rich. Appreciate that.
You betcha. Travel safely. Good luck against St. Joe's, and good luck this weekend on the road. And we will talk with you again next week.
Take care, Rich.
Thanks, Nick. It's Nick Durba, head coach of Maine Black Bear Baseball here on Downtown. It is 4:37. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you every week on the show by University Credit Union, where Black Bears bank. Celebrating 50 years, UCU has proudly served the University of Maine system students, employees, and alumni since 1967. Learn more at ucu.maine.edu.